Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Here we go, the sweep, baby, the sweep.
Do you know what time it is?
I know what time it is. I don't know if Chris is ready for that, though. Chris ain't
Christopher
ready for
Santiago.
He's not ready for
Tell everybody what time it is.
Happy recap.
Let's go.
Sports Radio 610 presents H-Town.
That's right, Will.
With Bajani and Creighton.
Three games, the Astros allow one run in three games. Absolutely dominant pitching performance. Astros sweep the Phillies. 2-1 win today.
That number since May 25th, eighth inning or later, six game-winning RBIs for the Houston Astros. Magical. You want to know how they're doing it? That's how they're doing it. From the plate. How are they doing it? See Hunter Brown, 7 innings, 3 hits, 9 strikeouts, no walks today. That's also how they're doing it. And the funny thing is, your name doesn't have to be Hunter Brown or Framber Valdez. It could be Colton Gordon. It could be Brandon Walter. It could be Ryan Gusto. That's how they're doing it. And then shout out bullpen. And if anybody deserves a shot at tequila today, it's Brian Abreu for coming out and getting a 4-out dub from the bullpen today. That's huge, huge win for the Astros.
They've got 8 go-ahead RBI, eighth inning or later since, what, May 22nd?
I think it's at 6.
All right, they've got three. They entered today with 336 runs scored, 156 with 2 outs. That's 46.5% of their offense with 2 outs. They score with 2 outs. They score late in the game. This team is clutch. They are a major league best, 17-6 in June. They are a season high 15 games over 500. They are now 23-9 since May 22nd. They are 9-0-2 in their last 11 series. They have won 8 straight games at home. They are 17-4 in their last 21. This team is steamrolling June. We said the beginning of the month, this had the possibility of being an 18-20 win month, and that if they had that kind of month, they might have a lead of 8 games or more. Well, the coffee sippers have kind of held their end of the bargain.
Yeah.
And They have not completely just fallen apart. They have stayed respectable.
Well, it's a 6-game lead now within the AL West.
It's a 6-game lead in the American League West for your Houston Astros, who now have the 3rd-best record in all of baseball at 48-33. And, I mean, it is...
Quick radio math for me, looking at the Detroit Tigers, who currently... own the best mark in the American League at 51-31, 2.5 games behind the Detroit Tigers for the best mark in the American League are the Astros right now.
That is correct.
That's pretty damn good. That you've made up two games on the Detroit Tigers in less than a week, because the last time we were talking about this on our show, it was 4.5. It was 4.5. So as of right now, that's a two game improvement. I mean, the Astros are coming. The Astros, remarkably
inevitable.
Ben Verlander loves to say that, and I co-sign that. I've done it for years. This dynastic run is very much looking like it is continuing right now. A lot of baseball left to be played. Halfway mark, 81 games in. There's not a chance in hell that you thought the Astros were going to be sitting here 48-33, a season high 15 games above 500, with the second best record in the American League, third best mark in all of baseball. After all of these injuries again, and, you know, pitching injury Armageddon struck this team last year and doesn't seem to like them any better this year. The Astros just simply have answers, PC. They've got answers.
You know what? With the Chicago Teddy Bears coming to town tomorrow, they'll play three against the Teddy Bears. That will wrap up the month because they're off on Monday.
Yeah.
They have 17 wins. 17-6 in the month of June. 20 would be really tough, but the fact that it's even feasible with all their injuries, that's phenomenal. That is unbelievable.
Yeah, boy, what a... you got Horton, Ray, and Taillon set to pitch for the Cubs in this series against Walter, Gusto, and Valdez. That Sunday matchup, PC, I don't know what it looks like. I don't know if the Astros are 0-2. Going into Sunday in this series, or 2-0 or 1-1. Who knows? What an incredible pitching matchup that's going to be on Sunday. Jameson Taillon, the former Houston area kid, going up against Framber Valdez on Framber Valdez Day.
Yeah, Taillon was a big-time prospect for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Went through a ton of injuries.
Wasn't he Woodlands High School, I want to say?
He had a really good season with the Mets a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
He's a guy who's, I mean, he's a good pitcher, but injuries have really sidetracked his career.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Didn't he have TJ?
When he's on, he's on. I think he had TJ years ago.
Yeah. I think he's a TJ survivor. One of those. 713-572-4610 if you'd like to be a part of the H-Town post-game show. It's what we do on Area 45. Coming up, we'll hear from Joe Espada if he speaks with the media in a timely manner. And
Taillon was once the number two pick in the draft.
Yeah.
You know who was number one?
Give me the year.
2010.
Number one, 2010. That would be 15 years ago. No, go ahead, tell me.
All right, give you a hint. He did not play in the series.
Oh, okay. He did not play in this series.
Did not play in the series.
But is he still playing Major League Baseball?
Yes, and he's on one of those two teams.
Well, he's not an Astro.
Not an Astro.
Damn, I don't know. Go.
Bryce Harper.
What?
Bryce Harper was the number one pick.
I'll be damned. The Jameson Taillon year. How about that? When is what's the deal with Harper, by the way?
He's got some kind of, I mean, he's been, he was out. He didn't play the whole
season.
He's
been out for a little bit, though, already. Yeah. I think almost a week, week and a half. I don't know. I took my eye off of the Phils here recently.
He had, Taillon had TJ in 2014.
Yeah, so it's been a minute. That's been a minute, man. That's 11 years.
He also had surgery for testicular cancer in 2017.
That's right. That's right. He's been through it. Yes, sir.
He had a forearm injury in 2019. He tore his flexor tendon, and they had to revise his UCL in 2019. So he didn't pitch in 2020. Then he went to the Yanks. He pitched pretty well. Well, he pitched fairly well for the Yanks. Then he went to the Cubs, and a little inconsistent with the Cubs.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's never...
He's had back injuries.
He's never been the guy that's, lived up to the hype. I mean...
No, the injuries have taken... Between the Tommy John and cancer, yeah, I mean, he had testicular cancer in 2017 and had to have one removed.
That's right. But that's...
This guy's only... He's only 33 years old.
Yeah, only.
And he's been through the TJ, flexor tendon, testicular cancer. I mean, geez, why don't they just like get like an Acme piano and throw it on him like off the top of like a 20-story building?
I'm looking forward to seeing him on Sunday, man. It's going to be a good little matchup just because of the story, at the very least. Stros winners, 2-1 today over the Phillies. I'm anxious to hear Joe Espada talk about this game, but just this series, man. This series, he said it coming in. He'd said it at the conclusion of game one, this being a playoff atmosphere. I mean, it's not very often we get day baseball in the city of Houston, but it's certainly not very often you get day baseball in Houston where you get this kind of a pitching matchup, this kind of a highly contested game and series, game by game by game in this three-game series. Very much playoff atmosphere. And we haven't had a chance to really say that, talk about it that much, if at all, this season with the Phillies and Cubs coming in after the Astros have kind of gone through a stretch, PC. You know what? Beating up on some teams they absolutely should beat up on. You know this team's better, even with all the injuries that they've sustained. Now, look, you've got the Cubs, three more games. It's going to let up a little bit. I think you get the Dodgers, you get the Guardians around the bend. But the second half of this schedule for the Astros, PC, and we're almost there. We're almost there to the second half. It's one of the most favorable, if not the most favorable, schedule.
Well, they played the toughest schedule from the beginning of the season through the end of May. They played the toughest schedule.
It sure didn't feel like it, though. It really doesn't feel like it. Maybe it's just because over the last month, this month, they have really turned it on. You just poured over the numbers. Winners of 17 out of their last 21. That's this month. As good as the pitching has been, which has been more than just this month, it has really kind of come to a head at maybe a time that's maybe never been more important than now in the month of June. You rewind 1 year ago, June 18th. That was the day the Astros decided to stop being ass last year.
Happy birthday to me. The Astros don't suck anymore.
They were maybe 24 hours away from having an RIP tombstone on the front page of the Houston Chronicle that once donned the front page of the Houston Post back in 2004, I believe it was.
Rip Astros, rip Fred Fowler.
Yeah. Was that his idea?
Fly, Falcon, fly.
Man, yeah. That's pretty remarkable, though, that they did what they did last year. And then this year, when you think, like, oh, boy, there's no way. There's just no way they're going to be able to, you know, rise from the dead, like full on Undertaker, right? No, they didn't do that. They just persevered. Yeah. Let's go, man.
Oh, Undertaker, we have the ashes for you with the urn of power. Undertaker.
Was that like his little sidekick that always...
That was Paul Bearer.
That was his sidekick that always brought the ashes in?
Rip Paul Bearer.
Yeah, him too?
Damn.
Somebody watch over the Undertaker, man. He'll be right back. He's the Undertaker.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.